7J Mobile.
Jay and Gerald GR. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for that information. I sent a reply. Just said, wow. Anyways, what are you up to this morning? I'm just waiting on Bernice here. She's getting ready to put my breakfast on pretty quick. It's colder than a well digger's foot out there. Got 17 mile an hour winds and 36 degrees.
There too. Without a doubt, I had run up to Ingles and I'm going to make some onion soup. So I wanted to get some fresh onions. And yeah, it's pretty cold. Later on, once it gets a little bit warmer, I'm going to go out and run the log splitter. Keep that outdoor furnace running, that's for sure. Yeah, that link I sent you, yeah, that's all. You find every contest on the planet there.
Well, the CQ calendars, I tried to order a couple. I like them, but DX Engineering's where I tried to order them. They said they don't even know if they're going to get them, so they just refunded my money. And the only thing with DX Engineering, two calendars, and they charge $13.95 for mailing it. I thought that was a bit extreme, but anyways, they refunded it, and they're a good outfit. But, yeah, be careful out there in that cold air. It's sneaky, I'll tell you. We don't have any plans to go out in it today, as far as I know. I'm just sitting here eating my grapefruit and watching Mountain Men this morning. Onion soup. I don't know if I've ever had that. You must have found some of that quick salt to make your sausage with, didn't you?
I did. In fact, it's ready to it's ready to consume.
A little four-year-old Wisconsin cheese with that, and I'm telling you, that's as far uptown as you can get. With some club crackers.
I got out today and pulled it out of the refrigerator. It's been cooked and was chilled in the refrigerator for a day. So I'll be opening it up and pulling it out. I'll put some out on the counter and then it'll just be gone.
It has a tendency to evaporate, doesn't it? Oh, I love that. My son-in-law brought us some deer sausage. It was really good this time. Those deer, they're sticks about a half inch in diameter, about a foot long. Man, those are good. And then he gave us some summer sausage, too. He always hunts Michigan and Wisconsin, and usually pretty successful at it.
I'm a pretty big deer out of Michigan, northern Michigan, northern lower peninsula and upper peninsula. And there's some big deer up there. It's nothing to dress out a deer and have 300 pounds of meat, 280 pounds of meat from deer up there. That's the normal.
Wow, that's like tens of deer. That's huge. Down here, they're usually pretty small. Well, the biggest one out here on the game camera last year got run over by a car down by the substation just south of us on Highway 101 one morning. Tim said my neighbor said that the game wardens were there and they were talking about how big it was. We had pictures of it, but didn't say anything about it. But it was a honey. It was a shame that a car had to get it. And I got to change this television here. They put that one ad on. I just can't go with that. I won't mention which one it is. But at any rate, I like deer sausage, but I just don't care for deer by itself.
And stuff that you make out of deer, and I prefer it that way, actually. The tenderloins are pretty good. If you've ever had a tenderloin, they're pretty good if cooked correctly. The rest of it needs to be ground up and made into sausage. So, and let's see here. Tom, I'm driving down my road here, so I'm just about in the driveway. I got a truckload of groceries to carry in, and then I'm going to get started on a couple things at the house. Good to hear you this morning. Say hello to Bernice, and I'll let you know how the sausage is. ND7J.
Okay, Mom, well, she's hearing you over here, and she's putting my breakfast on, so I got to go, too. Worked out great. And by the way, we went up to Mackinac Island one time and drove up there from Detroit, and I'm telling you, you're a heck of a man if you're hunting them in that place. That's like western Kansas. It's really boony. 73's Bob, ND7J and 0TR clear.
4SAC, mobile listening. Good morning, Bob.